This was the moment to repeat the words she had told Joe, but Meg forgot them all. "I don't know," she said, so softly that John had to move closer to hear her reply. He smiled gratefully. "Will you try to find out?"
"I'm too young," she said, hesitating, but feeling her heart beating rather fast.
"I'll wait while you learn to like me," he said. "Will it be very difficult?"
"Not if I choose to learn," she said.
"Please choose, Meg. I love to teach, and this is easier than German," said John, taking her other hand. She looked at him and saw that he was smiling. He seemed so sure of success that Meg became a little annoyed. She felt excited and strange, and taking her hands away from his, she said,
"I don't choose. Please go away."
Poor Mr. Brooke looked shocked. "Do you mean that?"
"Yes," she said, rather enjoying the game she was playing. "I don't want to think about these things. It's too soon."
"I'll wait until you've had more time," he said, and looked so unhappy that Meg began to feel sorry for him.